This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A landmark for Denver's Chicano community has new recognition. Denverites Esteban Hernandez was at a celebration Sunday that drew close to 500 people.
Drumming and singing from the Bear Creek Singers fills La Raza Park's kiosco in a celebration commemorating the park's new name and the summer solstice. The kiosco is a distinct pyramid-like structure in this park in North Denver. This used to be called Columbus Park, but in the 1970s, young Chicanos in Denver gathered here, a place where they could learn about their heritage. They christened it La Raza Park, which means the people, a nod to the Chicano and Mexican-American people who lived in this area and wanted to make it their own. Now the park officially carries that name, La Raza, and a sign went up marking its transformation. Diane Medina is in her 60s and lives across from the park. She long advocated for changing its name. To her, it's only ever had one name.
Because it's been this forever. It doesn't have to be official from the city. I mean, it's always been La Raza Park. And so, yeah, there's a sign, but think about that.
New artwork commemorating Chicano activists was unveiled to mark the occasion. The piece is called La Raza Unida, or The People United, and it features the colors of the Mexican flag and arms of different color shades banded together. With people from various ages and ethnic backgrounds celebrating, it seemed like the artwork's message was already being practiced, at least during the first day of summer. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
A new state law sets aside money to encourage kids to get outside, especially underserved children. The state's Outdoor Equity Grant Program gives lottery funds to organizations that work with families who don't have much access to outdoor recreation. Colorado Parks and Wildlife will distribute the money, around $3 million, over the next few years. And there's more Colorado news ahead and the new gun laws that came out of the last legislative session. Supporters were maybe not as ambitious as they might have been, and opponents not as fired up as they have been before. And that story is just a little bit later in this hour of Morning Edition. The weather's heating up again today with highs in the 90s, close to 100 along the Front Range, near 80 in the mountains. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.